Welcome to Giants Post Game Live, everybody, presented by Mercedes-Benz, the luxury automobile of the New York Giants, right here for you on MSG. It wasn't easy. It's not supposed to be, but the final score was the most important thing. Giants beat the Cowboys by the score of 10-7, improving their record to 9-4. How you doing, everyone? I am Russ Salzberg, joined by my colleagues today, Sean O'Hara, making his debut with us on Trell Roll, and Amani Toomer. And guys, like we were saying, ain't supposed to be easy. It wasn't, but defense certainly played their rear ends off. That was a huge performance.
Yeah, Russ, the cardiac kids are at it again. And this team, I mean, we can't figure this team out. Because after last week, the way that the offense, you know, laid an egg against the Steelers, I thought, boy, I don't know what's going on with this offense. They found a way to win. And to me, you really got to give all the credit to the defense. This defense got pressure on Dak Prescott. They made him uncomfortable. They did it without JPP. Everybody wanted to know, how are you going to do this without Jason Pierre-Paul? And Aquara had a big game stepping up, but this defense really kept the Giants in the game long enough. And then Odell, that's all he had to do was just make one play. And they, I mean, this team is so fascinating to watch.
Absolutely. I feel like the secondary had a phenomenal, you know, game today. Outside of the one mental breakdown, the collapse in the secondary, I felt like, you know, Dak really had nowhere to throw the ball. Janoris clamped Jenkins. Yes. I mean, he did exactly that. He put the clamps on Dez Bryant. You know, they had Dak frustrated the entire game. It was hard for him to find his targets. Defense wins games. You know, kudos to the defense.
I'll tell you what, the defense wins the games. The offense didn't play pretty. But I'll tell you one aspect of this team that played very well was special teams. Brad Wing should get MVP of this game because of the fact that he kept the struggling offense of the Dallas Cowboys at bay, making them go the long field against the defense that played a great game tonight. Brad Wing, hats off to him. Tonight because it's way too cold.
And it's cold.
We've been saying all season, Brad Wing has been one of the Giants' most valuable players all season long. But right now, what do you say we go back inside MetLife Stadium, catch up with Paul Dottino and some of the winning players.
Landon, you can't underemphasize the significance of this win. And, of course, your defense had to lock another one down again.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do, man. If the offense not doing anything to do, I mean, we always have to hold each other back. If we're not doing what we're doing, they're going to hold our back. And it was our time today. We stepped up to the challenge, and we did what we had to do and get the big win.
Defense coming up with huge turnovers. Jack Rabbit was great with the pick and, of course, knocking the ball away that you recovered that fumble down the stretch.
Man, this game called by turnover. Turnover changed the game around, and that's what we had to do. When we did that, it made the game-changing plays. It got us in a good position to get this W.
You know, they talked about Prescott, Elliott, and Bryant being unbeatable, these triplets. You guys did a pretty good job. You shut down two of the three.
I mean, we just know how to be physical. They say they're the most physical team. We just showed who the most physical team and got the W.
Thank you, Land. Appreciate it. Well, Sterling, an incredible nail biter once again. You guys are making a real habit out of this, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's coming down to the end. But the team that's going to win it has got to fight the hardest. And we did a good job of that today. The defense played tremendous. So
left some plays out there in the first half. Yeah. But then in the second half, Odell with the big catch. You had a huge fourth down reception.
Right. You know, we're just trying to pick up the chains and move them. And I think we did a good job of that. We did a good job of running the ball in the second half. You know, just picking up some third downs and Odell getting in the end zone.
Some guys said during the locker room this week it was a must win. Yeah. Did you think that? And now that it's over and you got the victory, how does it feel?
I mean, we take that approach to every game. Every game is a must win game for us. We just knew that this was a really big one. So we did a good job of putting our heads to it throughout the week. Great week of preparation. And, you know, came out here and got the W.
You know, America's team, the Cowboys, only two losses, both to the Giants. I guess you wouldn't mind seeing them again.
Oh, man, it looks good. It looks good. So we'll see how it plays out.
Sterling Shepard, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Devon, no JPP. People talked about the pass rush. What are the Giants going to do? You were one of the guys that really came to play tonight. You made some big plays. Fumble-causing sack was one of them.
Yeah, you know, we came into the game knowing that not one person is going to be able to fill in the role of JPP, so everybody had to elevate their level of play, and I think we did that all night on defense.
Now, the offense had some struggles in the first half, but you guys were unbelievably resilient on defense. How did you keep this game alive?
man, we kept fighting. You know, we took it one series at a time, and we said, let's get a stop, and then another one, and then another one. And, you know, we stayed together, and you know, it worked out for us.
If you could take me just through that last series after the offense gives the ball up, and now they got about a minute to go, you had a big play in that series.
Yeah, we knew we had to stop them, and you know, we wanted to get our hands on Witten, so I hit Witten a couple of times and then came back into the rush, and I was in his throwing lane, and I knocked the ball down.
Devon Kennard, thank you for your time. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Back to you guys.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. Let's take a look at some graphics here of some of the guys who really came up big today on defense for the Giants. And, you know, let me start with our defensive specialist who joins us tonight, Antro Roll. You know, easier said than done, Antro, when you lose a guy of JPP's ability to say everybody's got to pick up the slack. As a former player there on defense, what does that do when you lose a not just a player but a star player on defense? I mean, again, easier said than done. How difficult is that to pick up the slack?
Well, what it does is it intensifies players going out there and stepping up their game. You know, everyone involved, you know, all men on deck. And that's exactly what was displayed here tonight. You have Devon Kennard stepping in, making huge plays. You have Romeo Okwara stepping in and having a phenomenal game. So, you know, I think Kennard said the best when he said not one guy can replace JPP, because that's impossible at this point. So what you do, you have collective guys coming together and forming havoc, which they brought today with Dak Prescott.
Well, once again, folks, a big, big time 10-7 victory for the Giants here at MetLife Stadium. They improved their record to 9-4. We got a lot more coming up, but stay right where you are. Some business to take care of. Giants fans, want to make sure that you go to Adorama.com/Giants to try to win yourself an Alienware Cassini 5 15-inch SLK laptop from Dell. Adorama, the official electronics retailer of the New York Giants.
Tough, gritty, hard-nosed football in the elements. Can't say enough about the field position there in the second half. Can't say enough about the defense laying that hammer down, shutting them out in the second half. Oh, good job scoring 10-0 in the second half. Great job on the big play. All right? Great win. Congratulations.
All right, certainly you can't say enough about the defense. Just outstanding for the Giants tonight. Again, a 10-7 victory, improving their record to 9-4. Welcome back once again, everybody, to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz. And guys, listen, we can talk about the defense. You know, you guys are both former players. They always say in big games, your best players have to make the big plays. Well, Odell Beckham made a very big play. At the same time, this is one game he needed to make a big play, because he dropped two big plays. One was for a touchdown. The other one would have been for a crucial first down.
Yeah, he struggled a little bit early on today. But, you know, the sign of a great player is to weather the storm.
Bounce back.
Keep on fighting and, you know, keep focused. I mean, there were some plays there that, you know, looked like he dropped some because he was trying to make too big of a play. And that's what happens to some of these players who, you know, are just used to making spectacular plays like this one. He just got to, you know, learn to be a little bit more consistent. But what can you complain about a 61-yard touchdown that completely changed the whole complexion of the game tonight?
Yeah, the timing of it was huge. And it's the life of a receiver, really. I mean, look, you could be the GOAT the entire game, and you make the game-winning catch for the touchdown, and you get the game ball, you're the hero, they carry you off. I think the slant route has obviously been the great connection for Eli and Odell. But I tell you, there's a couple other guys that really jumped out at me offensively. I thought Paul Perkins gave a totally different dimension to this offense when he came in. Rashad Jennings really beat up the defense and kind of wore them down. But having Perkins come in now, a little change of pace, he's got such a shiftiness to him. He can make a guy miss. I thought that was big for the Giants when they needed to run the football, and everybody in the stadium knew we were running it. They found a way to get some positive yards with Perkins, and that was big.
Again, also, Ben McAdoo with the ability to believe in his Giants and going on 4th-and-2.
Yeah, they were two for two on 4th down tonight, and that just goes to show that this team believes in their coach. No matter what happens going on 4th down, yeah, they're not nervous about it. And 2 for 2, that keep 2 drives alive, and it puts the team in position to keep that Dallas offense off the field, and which is one thing that I think the Giants did really well tonight, and that's winning the time of possession over the Dallas Cowboys, which very few teams have done this year.
Yeah, well, and third down is where they shut them down, 1-for-15. Antro, talk to us about, all right, defensively now. You're facing the NFL's leading rusher in Ezekiel Elliott. Now you're trying to stop that run and get to third down, but what did you see out of this defense that they did a great job of?
Well, you know, Ezekiel averaged today a little over 5 yards a carry, which was expected. You know, the Dallas Cowboys have a very powerful front line. They get a lot of push, but the thing that the Giants didn't give up today outside of the one breakdown was the big plays.
Yeah.
You know, they limited Dak from doing his thing, from, you know, escaping out of the pocket, making those huge throws down the sidelines. They actually stopped Ezekiel Elliott from making the big plays. You know, every yard today was hard-earned yards. And, you know, just going and making, you know, the offense collapse as an entire, as a whole. And I think they did a phenomenal job all the way around. When you look at it from the front, I think they had Dak, you know, very just out of rhythm today.
Yeah.
Secondary was phenomenal.
Given how good their offensive line is to sack Dak three times, and really they hit him a lot. I mean, the first drive of the game, they got a huge hit on him, and I thought they made Dak feel the cold weather. You could tell that he was affected by the weather and by all the hits.
Imani, how much do you think the weather was a factor? We'll get to the
weather
report
later.
We'll
table that.
Right now, we're going to go to the coach, Ben McAdoo, at the podium.
Fence hung in there, kept pounding, had a bunch of rush attempts, which was encouraging, and I found a way to outscore him in the second half, and let's open this baby up.
Coach, what is it about the sight of Dallas that inspires the Giants so much?
Again, it was just a tough, hard-nosed win in December in the elements. Ball was tough to handle today for both teams, and just encouraging.
Coach, what is this about the play team that you can win a game like this?
This is how you need to win them in December. It's not always going to be pretty. It's going to be in the elements. You stick together, stick with each other, and keep believing. No, I mean, you just keep trying to hammer away. This time of the year, you want to keep stacking runs on top of runs, keep pounding the rock. I thought we had a chance to have a couple come out, one that was called back. We'll have to take a look at the tape and see what happened there with the holding call. But, again, you just you play good defense. Special teams was solid, giving us field position, and offense kept running the ball. We got to throw it a little bit better than we did tonight, but we'll get better.
What did you say about the play of Romeo Okwara?
Yeah, Janoris, he was all over the field. He was all over the field. It was a great play at the end of the ball game, getting his hand on the ball, having that thing come out. But he was all over the field tonight, like a lot of guys on defense.
What can you say about the play of Romeo Okwara, who stepped in for JPP tonight?
He was obviously inspired. Played at a high level, played with a great motor. Encouraging to see.
Tom, you guys found success in two games with Dak and Zeke this year where so many other teams haven't found that success against those two guys.
Well, again, you come in, you have a game plan each and every week. You go through the game plan, and you put it to the test. The players executed. Spags put a great plan together. The players executed the plan, didn't blink, didn't hesitate. There were a couple runs there that they had come out, but, again, we didn't blink. We didn't flinch. We just kept playing our game.
Two wins over Dallas. What do you think that says to the rest of the league? You're the only team that beat them this year.
I'm not sure what it's saying to the rest of the league. It's about the men in our locker room.
Did you have a communications issue there in that second half, and how did it impact those guys?
Yeah, there were a couple times we were having a hard time getting the call into the quarterback, but we adjusted.
The final offensive drive before the kneel down, of course, was there any thought to go for it on 4th-and-3 on the 31, or was the plan always to try to draw them off and then punt it away?
We were talking about a couple different things there at the end. We'll have to go back and take a look at the tape. Yes.
What does the two wins over Dallas say to the guys in your locker room?
No, I just think, you know, when you take a look at the game tonight, you know, I thought we came out, we had a good plan. Defense and special teams executed at a high level. Offense, we stuck with the run, had a chance to accumulate some runs, and it's encouraging to get out of here with a win.
Picture, how important was this win for your team, knowing that they had the loss last week in Pittsburgh to be able to come home against a winning team?
Yeah, I think this was probably our best week of preparation since I've been here. I think we put the pads on Thursday for about half, 60% of the practice, a little bit more than half. It was a very physical practice. We got our pads underneath us. I think that played a big role in the outcome tonight.
You knew that during the week that your team was ready more than most weeks. You could sense that?
I told them last night I felt it was our best week of preparation.
Offensively, overall?
I like the rush attempts. And we need to keep pounding the ball. We need to keep stacking the rush attempts. We had some opportunities to execute better. I had some opportunities to call the game a little bit better. And we'll look at it. We'll learn from it. And we'll get better from here.
So you feel like this was a step forward today?
Yes. In the elements, it was a slushy field, slick ball. The ball was hard. The ball was cold. We need to handle a little bit better than we did, obviously. But to be able to stack the rush attempts on top of each other and find a way to win the game 10-0 in the second half was encouraging.
What'd you see?
All right, obviously a very happy and satisfied Coach Ben McAdoo. Amani, we were talking about the elements. Coach mentioned it as well. For especially an opposing team like the Cowboys, I don't know if they played in this weather all season long. How much of a factor, especially with a young player, young quarterback like Dak Prescott?
Well, I was watching the Dallas Cowboys linebackers warm up, and they did not look like they wanted to hit anybody. They were giving the old brother-in-law doing the going through the motions, and right then and there I thought to myself, they don't seem like they're really ready to play. But obviously they got things going early on, but playing in the elements for four quarters, it takes a certain amount of toughness that I just didn't see in the Dallas Cowboys tonight.
Well, speaking of toughness, folks, you're going to want to stick around because you're going to find out who the toughest player was for this game, driven by the Hess toy truck. But right now, let's take care of some other business. Ben and Jack's, guests of our post-game show, receive a gift certificate to terrific Ben and Jack's, located on 5th Avenue at 28th Street in Manhattan. From the celebrated Porterhouse to the finest seafood anywhere, Ben and Jack's will surpass your expectations of what a steakhouse should be. You are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz, right here for you on MSG. All right, it is now time to reveal the toughest player of the game, driven by the Hess toy truck. And the toughest player of the game is... There he is, Janoris Jenkins. Toughest player of the game, as driven by the Hess toy truck. Total tackles, 2. Solo, 2. Pass defended, 2. Interceptions, 1. Forced fumbles, 1. Janoris Jenkins has been rock solid for the Giants all season long. And speaking of Janoris Jenkins, let's go down inside the stadium and hear what the Jackrabbit has to say.
On the fumble, you seem to get, you know, you did what you had to do there to create that fumble.
Well, he ran an slant. I knew it was coming. I just waited till he took 3 steps and I swiped at the ball physical. And it popped out and we got a turnover.
Do you think you had to prove tonight with a win that you guys are for real?
We're not trying to prove nothing. I just feel like it was just something that we couldn't let them come in to get a win because it was big for them. And it was crucial for us to come out with a W. So we just came out and did our job, man.
Is that a championship-type performance from a defense? I mean, is this defense good enough now people can start thinking that way?
Once again, man, I've been saying it since the beginning of the year. We could be special as we want to be. We just got to buy in and continue to buy in.
There were a lot of questions, though, coming off of your 6-game win streak and then losing to Pittsburgh, that the strength of schedule had to do with that win streak. Do you think tonight's win showed people that's not the case?
Yeah, it was big. You know, a lot of talk out there, but at the end of the day, each and every week we would focus on one game at a time, and we played Dallas tonight and we came out to do what we had to do.
Yes, the Giants indeed did what they had to do. A 10-7 victory over the first place Dallas Cowboys drops Dallas to 11-2, and the Giants are 9-4. So, guys, let me ask you this crazy question. In the Giants' minds, are they thinking about just one game at a time getting into the big show, the tournament, or are they legitimately still thinking about first place in the division?
Well, I think right now you've got to just focus on winning the next game, because right now for the Giants, they're not guaranteed anything. I mean, yes, this is a big win, and now they've swept the Dallas Cowboys. They've got a shot to win the division. That's always your goal because it guarantees you to get in the playoffs. But this defense right now, the way that they're playing, you know, look, if they keep playing like this the rest of the season, the offense doesn't have to score many points because to be able to shut down Dak Prescott right now, to be able to shut down Jason Witten, who has been a giant killer for years, especially here at MetLife, he's always had big games, to hold Dez Bryant to just one catch, Cole Beasley was a non-factor. You know, I tell you what, and to do it without Jason Pierre-Paul, this secondary doesn't get enough credit, not just Janoris Jenkins, who was a tough player of the game. I thought Eli Apple had some really big plays. Dominic Rogers-Cromartie in the slot did a great job. And the linebackers, on the very first third down, Steve Spagnuolo dialed up a little Mike Will cross dog.
Right.
They got pressure, and that was the template for what they were going to do the rest of the game.
Well, you know, I think when you're talking about this Giants team, you're looking at a team that has yet to put all three phases of the game together. So there's so much room left for them to grow. How fast are they going to grow? You know, it's only to be determined. But right now, their main focus need to be one game at a time. As far as the division, we all know that that takes care of itself once you take care of business and you stack those W's together. Right now, they're in a great place right now. The sky's the limit for how great this Giant team can be. Once they click on all three cylinders of the game, I mean, I think this can be a very special Giants team we're looking at right now.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a team that is going to finally get things together, just like the teams that we were on that won the Super Bowl. Just get into the playoffs, and then it's a whole nother season. But the way that they performed tonight, the complementary football that they played, I think that's what it's the staple of the Giants, and it's becoming the identity of this team. Because every time people ask me about this team, I say, every time they lose a game, I'm like, I don't know how they lost. And every time they win a game, I say the same thing. I don't know really how they won. So this is how this team is. I like the fact that they're winning these close games. This is the sign of a champion, is being able to win games like this ugly, yeah, at home when you absolutely have to have with your back against the wall.
Well, the backs were there tonight, and they got the situation taken care of. Again, 10-7 Giants was your final, improving their record to 9-4. Coming off a 6-10 record, that is pretty good. All right, we got a lot more coming up. Eli Manning, we'll hear what number 10 has to say. Again, you are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz, right here for you on MSG.
You know, it's Dallas week. It's in the division. They've been playing great football. Obviously, you know, got 11 wins already, and you know, it's just, you know them well. You know what they're going to do. A lot of times they do a good job disguising, but you know what you're going to get. And you know, we could have played better, obviously, but second half had a couple good drives, and you know, outscored them 10-0 in the second half, and that's what we needed to win. Our defense played outstanding all day, and you know, stopping the run, getting some pressure on Dak, and it was just one of those days. You know, it was tough. Field was wet. You were getting some wet balls. You know, a couple balls. You know, just getting just enough wetness where, you know, it was coming out of your hand funny. But it was one of those days where, you know, we're gonna have to run it a bunch and be patient with that, and just hopefully, you know, hit a couple big plays.
On the fumble that you had in that first half, was it a wet ball? You
just
like,
yeah, just slipped out of my hand. Just slipped, you know, moving. I thought I was gonna have a shot for to hit Roger on a big play down the sideline, and just flat out slipped right out of my hand. It was one of those deals. Kind of, you got drives going. The longer the drive, sometimes the wetter the ball, the more wet the ball got. Just as it stayed in there, it wasn't getting substituted in and out.
Eli, what does it say about you guys? Not only that you won this game tonight, but you've beaten Dallas now twice this season.
Well, they're a good team. We know that. But it's just proud of the guys, proud of the way we fought. And again, just stay with it. Defense, you know, kept us in the game, obviously. Kept getting turnovers, getting stops. Offensively, hey, we stayed patient. We had some mistakes, you know, a couple turnovers that hurt us. But, hey, just, you know, hung in there and kept fighting to the very end.
Is it about a guy like Odell who can have a couple of key drops, but then in one swoop just turn it right back around in his favor?
Yeah, he's a special player. You know, you hit him in stride, good things happen. So we got to find ways to just, you know, hit him on the move, hit him on the run. And, you know, early on, they Dallas' defense did a good job getting some pressure, kind of, you know, taking us out of rhythm, and not be able to, you know, get the ball down the field very, very much.
Eli, as a team leader and as a team captain, how do you prevent your guys from not getting too satisfied with this win and make sure they come out with as much fight as they did tonight next week?
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. We know we still got a long journey ahead. We're still fighting for playoff spot, fighting for the division. So we got some tough games ahead of us. And obviously the next one, Detroit. So they're playing good football. They got 9 wins as well, I'm pretty sure. And so they're fighting for a playoff spot. And so we got to make sure we handle our business and keep preparing and find ways to play better.
To get it to look like you actually look at move.
All right, Eli Manning again, 9-4 are the Giants, courtesy of a 10-7 victory today. So let me ask you, Mr. Offensive Lineman.
Okay.
Eli will never throw anybody under a bus, but he's still – I wonder
– That's because he might be under the bus today.
Well,
he probably threw himself under the bus. He had a bad throw. He almost threw another interception. You know, the one thing he mentioned, Russ, is that in the second half, they scored 10 points, and they basically beat Dallas in the second half. But the issue is, to me, and I've talked about this last week, I talked about this the week before, this offense has to start faster. In the first half, they had 5 punts and 2 fumbles. All right, you're not going to win a lot of football games starting off like that, putting your defense in such a bind. And I think the Giants cannot sleepwalk through the first half anymore. That's it. They can't do it. They've got to find a way to start the games faster. It doesn't always have to be in the final 2 minutes of winning this football game. And I just think that's one of the things that they're really struggling right now. And let's be honest, the Dallas Cowboys defense, it's not a great defense. They don't have a lot of pass rushers. They don't blitz a lot. They only blitz 21% of the time. Eli, there you see right there, 17 for 28. One interception. There was two fumbles that are on there, so he accounted for 3 turnovers, almost had another one.
Well, the point being they were able to overcome, but again, we still have not seen the Giants offense play their best game of the season, not by a long shot. As Antro said earlier, we've never seen offense, defense, and special teams all in harmony in one game. All right, we got a lot more coming up. Nope, the guy we're talking about, Odell Beckham Jr., in our next segment. So stay right where you are. You are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz, right here for you on MSG. And welcome back once again, folks, to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz, right here for you on MSG from outside of MetLife Stadium. Let's now go inside, catch up with Paul Dottino and Leon Hall.
Thanks so much, guys. And this Giants defense, really the story of the night, as we have been discussing throughout the course of the evening. Leon Hall had one of the takeaways, an interception deep in center field, as the Giants basically really gave Dak Prescott a hard time. You know, we had talked about it during the pregame, Leon. He had not been subjected to inclement weather hardly at all in his college or pro career. I don't know if that affected him or not, but your defense was suffocating against this guy.
Yeah, I couldn't really tell you if it had any impact on him as far as the weather's concerned, but we knew going in as a defense that it was going to be a brawl. We knew going into the fourth quarter it was going to be close, like most games in the NFL are, and we just tried to, stay within our defense and make the plays that come our way.
You know, so many times all these Giants fans know that Jason Witten has been a killer for this against this team. Dez Bryant, of course, has killed many of teams over his career. Those two guys were virtually silent tonight. How did you guys contain them so well, even though Elliott wound up running for over 100 yards?
Well, I think that, as obviously their offense has got a lot of talent. But we think, on our side of the ball on defense, we got a lot of talent too. Obviously, a Jack Rabbit traveling every week. He's been, coming out to play every week and top notch. So, we got a lot of talent on our side of the ball. I feel like we can play with anybody.
I got to ask you something, Leon, because a lot of people were down on the 6-game winning streak saying, well, who'd the Giants beat? Then you guys lose a game last week in Pittsburgh. Went pretty poorly. And people were questioning from the outside the resiliency of this team. But guys like you, a bunch of other veterans who joined this team this year, seemed to me, kept this team together. Could you talk a little bit about that aspect of the intangibles that make the Giants come out with a win tonight?
Well, any win, honestly, in the NFL is a big win. So for us, it hasn't really been about, the quality of our wins. We just try to get as many as we can. You know, going into every week, feeling like that we can win and forgetting about whatever happened previous weeks and going from there.
Leon Hall, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Okay, guys, back to you.
All right, from DB, let's now go to DB, Antro Roll. Antro, you've been able to watch this Giants, in particular this secondary, you know, and it very much improved, at least from my vantage point, but you played the position. When you see guys like Leon, but in particular, I'll mention a young Landon Collins, Janoris Jenkins, what do you think?
Those guys are playing beyond the X's and O's. They're finding ways to make the play, and that's what it's about, you know. And within the secondary, you try to steal two plays a game. If you can get the ball two plays and give your offense more opportunities to put points in the end zone, you've done your job. And those guys have been playing phenomenal defense. They've been playing together. You have Landon Collins, you know, arguably defensive MVP of the season. You know, Janoris Jenkins, DRC, you know, he's been transitioned to play that slot, and he's been doing a phenomenal job. You know, you have so many versatile guys that can play both the cover corner as well as the deep safety position. So right now, it's just adding more pieces to the puzzle.
All right. Well, from some of the smaller guys on defense, let's now go to one of the larger guys, very much larger, Damon Snacks Harrison at the podium.
Dallas games, what's that rivalry feel like?
Oh, well, it's great. You know, being from Louisiana, about 90% of my family is Cowboys fans. And I mean my immediate family. So it was just great to get both games under our belt. We know we have something greater, you know, just winning these two games against the Cowboys. But it doesn't hurt to win, you know, a rivalry game like this.
What did you take personally as a defensive lineman against what they call the best offensive lineman league by tonight?
Well, when you know, when you got a group like that, and it's not a discredit to anybody on the offensive line because those guys can really play. You know, they're a heck of an offensive line from tackle to tackle. So when you have a group like that, the offensive coordinator and the head coach of that team, they put a lot on those guys to get the running game going. And they did to, you know, to an extent tonight. And, you know, that's why I come in. You know, a big run stop. I'm not much of a pass rusher. But Ezekiel Elliott, great running back already. Young guy, but he's been running the ball with some confidence. And you can tell the difference between the first game of the year and the game now.
What was Okoro like out there? You lost JPP and you have the rookie who comes in, Okoro, to step in him. Can you talk about his game tonight?
He played big, man. He played big. There's still some stuff we got to clean up, not only him, you know, everybody along the line, you know, as well as the whole defense. But he got his first sack. I was happy for him. And, you know, he got in there a couple other times on some big plays. But we have faith in him. That's why Coach started him. You know, if it wasn't for that, then he wouldn't be out there. So we knew what he was capable of. It was just a matter of going out there and show it.
All right. You know, it's kind of cold out here tonight, but it would have been a whole lot colder if the score was reversed. All right. You are watching, folks, Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz, right here for you on MSG. A lot more coming up still here on the show, including number 13, Odell Beckham Jr. So stay right where you are. Welcome back once again to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz right here on MSG. Now, as promised, number 13, Odell Beckham Jr.
Just caught a slant. Tried to hit a gear, and I looked back. Well, actually, I didn't even have to look back. I could feel somebody running, and car was running as fast as I've ever felt somebody chasing me. I had to hit another gear, and hamstrings got a little tight, but it was a real race. I really had to run. Just got an opportunity. You know, I missed some early in the game. Haven't really had a chance to be on the jugs as much as I used to with the thumb. So it's kind of you chill out with it. But I don't care about that anymore. Whatever it is, tomorrow I'll be in there on the jug machine. Just way too many drops, way too many plays that we missed out on.
Did you know you had that gear?
I did, but then I didn't know. I know it was in there, but I didn't know how to hit it until it's called fight or flight, I think. And it's just instinct. He made me dig, though. Love competing against him. It's very hard to beat him. He's a bigger, stronger corner. I've got a lot of respect for him. But
you know, we found a way to get the W tonight.
All right, Odell Beckham Jr., let me ask the all-time leading receiver for the Giants the question.
GOAT.
You alluded to it before. A great player is able to shake off, you know, some poor performance. He was able to do that tonight. In particular, you know, we take it for granted. He is still a young player. How much do you think, is that something conscious on a player like that's mind? I got to make up for my earlier miscues?
I think so. Any competitor doesn't want the person that you're competing against to get over on him. And it looked like Carr early on was getting the better of that matchup. And so, you know, when you have an opportunity to make a big play and you miss one early on dropping the touchdown, and then you get another opportunity, great competitors want to try and get that opportunity again and take full advantage of it and not let the past failure dictate the future. So I think that's it's a growing thing for him. I think Odell Beckham learned a little bit today, and I think it's going to be better in the future for that.
Well, no question about it. From that point on, the stadium erupted with momentum, and hopefully it carries into next week. And, folks, a reminder for you, don't forget this Tuesday night coming up 10 p.m. on MSG+. Plus, it is Giants Life, this week featuring Weston Richburg.
I am put in a leadership role as a center. I think the center definitely has that influence on others. I try to hold myself to a high standard, work hard, and hopefully that rubs off on my teammates and make sure that we're doing everything we can to keep everybody on the right track.
Post Game Live, once again, presented by MSG right here for you. No, presented by Mercedes-Benz right here for you on MSG. How you doing, everyone? Again, I am Russ Salzberg, along with my colleagues, Sean O'Hara, Antrell Rowe, and Amani Doomer. And, guys, what do you say we now take a look at the remaining schedule, see what the Giants have left to take care of business. Next week, we're back here at MetLife Stadium for the Detroit Lions, and then they close out on the road. It's a quick turnaround for the Giants. Thursday, December 22nd in Philadelphia against the Eagles. And then they go wrap up the regular season in D.C. against the Redskins. And, guys, let me...
I like the way you said that, regular season.
Regular
like
season,
yeah.
Well, speaking of that...
With some playoffs.
You guys remember 2007?
Yes.
Won a Super Bowl in 2007. In that year, you beat the Cowboys twice during the regular season and then had to do it again during the...
We lost
twice.
Week one, but that's okay. we'll let you roll with that, Russ.
So good try.
Yeah, we started out 0-2 that year, and everybody, you know, everybody wanted to fire Tom and get rid of Eli, and really our defense, you know, really came to life at the end there, and that's really what I see with this Giants team right now. The defense is really carrying the offense, which is completely opposite from last year. Last year, the offense was carrying the defense, and everybody was saying, hey, can we get a stop? Can you win us a game with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter? And this defense is doing such a great job. They're being patient. But you know, even though they haven't played a complete team game, I don't see the defense getting frustrated. I don't see them coming over the side. There is no yelling. This really is – this team really cares about each other and really likes each other. And you can see it on game day. They're having a lot of fun together.
Well, you know, speaking about that defense, you're right. It was 0-2, and if you remember, you were losing, I think it was 16-3 at one point in Washington in Game 3. And everybody at that time was calling for Spags head. What kind of new defensive coordinator? This Giants defense started off a little slow. There is a little resemblance to it.
Well, I think what he's doing is he's finding a way to utilize his special players. When I look at Landon Collins, I see him playing around the ball. It kind of reminds me of the way Troy Polamalu used to play in Pittsburgh. You know, if you have a lockdown corner as Janoris Jenkins, you put him on the best receiver, take him out of the game. Clear example of what he did tonight. That was an extremely hard task what he had tonight, you know, to take care of Dez Bryant, and he did it with one-on-one coverage with no safety help over the top. I mean, you can't discredit that no matter how you want to spend it.
Yeah, I just think that overall the defense – you know, to have the first seven drives for the offense, arriving in punts and turnovers, and the defense didn't get upset. I've been on teams where defenses get upset. They start yelling, going locker rooms, and it really becomes divisive. And then the Giants' deep offense to come out in the second half and score 10 points on a Dallas team and control the ball and control the clock, and which just kind of sucks out the way that Dallas has been winning this entire season by possessing the ball, running the ball, and not allowing other teams' offense to expose the defense that the Dallas Cowboys and their weakness, obviously.
Well, what does that say, though, about the chemistry in this team and in this locker room, that there is no pointing fingers or why aren't you doing this and why are we picking up the slack? What does that say about the coaching staff?
Well, it says a lot about the way that Ben McAdoo has been able to communicate with his players. But defensively, I think Steve Spagnuolo has done a great job. When you lose a player like Jason Pierre-Paul, everybody feels it, you know, and they know how much he contributed both in the run game and the pass game. But also, Jason Pierre-Paul has become a leader on this team. You know, and it's funny because I remember when he came in as a rookie, you know, we had to tell him how to do everything, you know. And now he's kind of the leader, and he's kind of assumed that role. So for Steve Spagnuolo to help this defense out and to say, look, we're not going to do it with one guy. Everybody's going to do it together. I think the secondary really helped out the pass rush today because by them covering everybody, as you mentioned, with Janoris Jenkins locking people down, with Eli Apple doing his thing, with DRC in the slot on Cole Beasley. I mean, Cole Beasley was a non-factor, but that gave the D-line a little extra time to get to the quarterback. And then when they called blitzes, they got home and they were effective. And when the back end's complementing the front end, now all of a sudden you're running in all cylinders, and that's what we saw.
Again, I mentioned the regular season. You want to, because the goal is to get to the postseason. Cowboys have lost two games, both of them to the Giants. Do you think that is in the back of the Cowboys' minds now moving forward, that they might be facing the Giants somewhere down the road?
Absolutely. If a team beats you twice, you got to think about it. It's not. I remember when the Cowboys had beat us twice during the regular season, we went down into Dallas, and everybody was on edge because this is a team that beat us twice. I mean, there's something to be said about that because every team, there's a matchup for every team. You know, just like in boxing, everybody has their, you know, their silver bullet. Everybody has their guy who they cannot perform well against, and maybe the Giants are the Cowboys' silver bullet.
Well, I think the one thing that this Giants unit understands that it always shifts gears. You know, there's going to be moments in some point of this season where the defense is going to depend on the offense, where the offense is going to depend on the special team. So the fact that they're not pointing fingers, you know, it tells me a couple things. For one, you know, this is a group that really love each other. This is a group that want to play for each other. And more importantly, they're going to do whatever it takes to win games. And that's what it's all about. It's all about the W and L column. How many can you stack together? They haven't had a winning season since 2012. You know, they're capitalizing the best of their opportunity right now.
There's nothing better than coming in on a Monday or a Tuesday after a win and turning on the film and saying, all right, hey, you know what? Go ahead, coach. You can criticize me. We won. I'm going to take the criticism. There's plenty to go around. I mean, let's face it. The offensive line, they struggled today. Early on in the game, Bobby Hart got beat a couple times. Ereck Flowers got beat for a sack. There was a couple penalties. A lot of things that they could still correct and clean up. And certainly Eli has got to take care of the football a little bit better for them.
A little better.
Forward.
Well, once again, the final score, 10-7 Giants. Improved their record to 9-4. Again, for my colleagues, Sean O'Hara, Antro Rolamani-Tuma, I am Ross Salzberg. Thanks for joining us. Again, next week, Giants right back here at MetLife to face the Detroit Lions. We'll see you then.